If approved, Deal says the funding boost would be the largest the state has seen for K-12 education in 7 years.
This will enable us, in partnership with local school districts, to restore instructional days, eliminate teacher furloughs, and increase teacher salaries.
The announcement comes in a year where Deal is seeking re-election. The governor has been criticized by other gubernatorial candidates for austerity cuts made to education, but Deal defended his education record.
Funding for quality basic education, that outdated formula that allocates revenue to the local school districts, has increased roughly 13% since fiscal year 2011.
Deal also proposed the creation of a New Hope grant, which would allow technical college students who maintain a 3.5 GPA to receive full tuition. And the governor said his budget will include $10 million in low-interest loans for students in the technical college system. Another $35 million in Deal's budget would go toward the deepening of the Port of Savannah. Deal also continued to voice his opposition to Medicaid expansion under the Federal Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act is anything but affordable, and is costing our state $327 million this year.
During those remarks, Democrats who have been pushing for expansion remain seated. Deal's budget is now in the hands of state lawmakers. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News, the state capital.